You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. This listener, they said in their message to us, "I dread the thought of motorway driving, which I can't get out of when I pass my driving test." It's such a short sentence, but I think this is a really good subject.
Where do I start? So I suppose we have to think about, first off, I'm just going to put this out there as a starter. If you are having lessons, or if you're having refresher lessons, you can go on the motorway, even if you haven't passed your test, in an instructor's car with dual controls, and if the instructor feels that you are ready to be able to do that. So I'm going to put that out, because that's one of the myths that a lot of people, a lot of students say to me. Once I've passed my test, you can give me a motorway lesson. Well, why not do it before your test?
Yeah, the key thing there is that it's with an instructor, isn't it?
And dual control car.
And dual controls.
There might be a situation where you live too far away, so it's from a motorway in your lesson, so it doesn't happen. But if you can, I would suggest getting motorway lessons during your lessons.
Yeah. Or dual carriageways. Yes, there's one less lane, but it's still driving at speed. Lots of them have slip roads on and off, so it's as close as you can get.
It's practicing, isn't it? It gives you a practice. But the thought is still, it's not a motorway.
Yeah.
And that's why I've highlighted that, because people say, well, it's just a dual carriageway.
Yeah.
Well, it is, but it's skills that you will need to be able to drive on the motorway.
Yeah. And I think if you think like that, then it's worth jotting down, writing or saying out loud the similarities between the two, so that you can understand and your mind can understand that they are very similar, that the skills you have from one you can apply into the other.
Well, that's what driving is all about, isn't it? It's a creating skills that you can use in various different situations.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at your first driving lesson. You learn to start a car. That's really useful forever in your driving. And you learn how to stop a car. That's also really useful forever. So yes, you're right. I mean, it's all about learning skills that you apply in different situations.
Exactly. So that's the first thing I've done with this person that sent the question in to us. Then we got so interesting. Like I said, I'll start with that one. But do we go with, okay, what is it about motorway driving that worries you? What is it about passing a test then that you now, you know, tell me more about that. Is this thought about the motorways going to affect the test?
Yeah, that was the one for me. That was the one that I'm like, this is a person who is scared to pass their driving test. Their subconscious mind, whether consciously they might be thinking, I want to pass my test. Consciously or subconsciously, they are also thinking, I don't want to pass my test, because that means I will have to do something that I don't want to do. And it's really scary. And your brain is going to go, whoa, we're going to do anything. Don't worry. We'll give you all sorts of problems. We will do anything to keep you safe and stop you feeling like that. So guess what? You might not pass your driving test.
And it's not just motorway driving. It might be, if I pass my test, I then have to drive my car on my own.
Yep. If I pass my test, I've then got to drive to a different office, whereas I've been able to work locally to now.
Yeah. If I pass my test, I got to drive with other people in the car. You know, I might be giving lifts to people.
Yes.
I might have to give lifts to my friends because I'm the oldest one and they would want lifts.
I tried to avoid giving lifts to anybody for the first couple of years. I hated giving people lifts.
But this is it, isn't it, though? But it shouldn't, I say shouldn't, I don't like that word, but it shouldn't make you not pass a test.
No.
And I think this is where we need to have a look at What's going to stop you passing your test?
Yeah. Are we stopping ourselves from passing a test because we're scared of what it's going to mean? Because it can change all sorts of things. It can change everything. I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts, and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.